minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Monday, April 18th, 2022. Dave Prieger with you. Hope you had a happy Easter. We'll talk a little bit about that and what happened over the weekend, of course. And we're going to let you know also about some of the things happening at the Power Mall, as well as our upcoming guest for the week here on the Power Hour. So glad to have you back, and we hope that you had a wonderful Easter Sunday. I know we celebrate at this time of the year, and it keeps moving around on the calendar, doesn't it? Hey, at least we know what it really means, not half of what I see on the news about it, the Easter Bunny and Easter eggs and all this other garbage. That, of course, is of the world. That's not of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or the Father. Anyway, we have some prayer requests this morning. We're going to put on our list here Carl Anderson. He just got done having part of his colon removed that was cancerous. He is recovering in Houston, Texas right now. Susan in San Antonio is just finishing up her chemotherapy for fighting cancer. It looks like she's beating it. So we lift the prayers up there. Michael just had another procedure done in Kansas City, and Lori is awaiting test results on her TB out in Honolulu, Hawaii. So we want to put them on the prayer list today. Dear Heavenly Father, we're going to lift them up to you in your situation. You are the Almighty and the one that delivers the healing. And that is the way it works. And we just say that in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. So now we know that, yes, we all have believing. The Greek word is pistis. And if you need to be prayed for, you need something on your mind, please let us know. You can text us at the Power Mall on those numbers and let us know that you want to be added to the prayer request. Also, support at thepowerhour.com. We will put you on there. And it doesn't matter whether it's a trivial thing or you just need some spiritual support or whatever the case may be. This is what we do because, you know, we cater to the Christian conservative and those that are right thinking, which a majority of my listeners here are. And we thank you so much for doing that. We're going to open up the phone lines this hour in addition to the news that we're going to be reporting. A lot happened over the weekend. 844-769-2944, the number. 10% off of North American Urban Spice products this week, as well as Transderma Minerals. Charles Sauer, S-A-U-E-R, for those of you that it's not sour like the lemon. It's a Charles Sauer. He has some insight. He's president and founder of the Market Institute. Seasoned economic policy expert. He's going to be joining us at the top of next hour talking about all the garbage going on in the U.S. economy. Tuesday, Martin Pitella from Transderma Minerals Magnesium Oil is going to be here, as well as Clay Clark from the ThriveTimeShow.com. That's happening May 13th and 14th, the upcoming Reawaken America tour in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I will be on stage streaming live. I'm on about 11:40 in the morning on Saturday, May 14th. I will be on stage talking about how the left-wing media has destroyed America. So Clay Clark will be joining us to do a little preview on that. On Wednesday, Stephen Harkins from North American Urban Spice. And, of course, Thursday, well, Friday, Rob Abel. Eye Complex CS and Eye Health. So all those things you can see. And then we, of course, have Alan Davey. He's on the line, too, with a new book he has, Illuminating a Path Toward Awareness, Joy, and Spiritual Authenticity, which, you know, we do have anybody that our senior pastors, Alan Davey's a senior pastor at Weston Park Baptist Church in Toronto, Canada. So every so often we'll have people on that are promoting their book. And, of course, we will give them that accord, especially if it's out there to help people who need the help. That's a good thing, because we're all about solutions here on the Power Hour. So we look at the propaganda now coming out of Russia, Ukraine. The U.S. says nothing will dissuade it from arming Ukraine. My comment to that is, if the U.S. has sent more than $2.5 billion worth of arms and other military aid to Ukraine since Russia launched its offensive in February, they initially shipped thousands of anti-tank missiles and large amounts of ammunition. Washington has more recently forwarded heavier weapons. At the same time, Russia is saying, hey, we might just consider dropping in a little nuke. What people don't want to understand, or at least the left-wing media that I'm going to be talking about in Myrtle Beach are destroying America. Part of the cancel culture is to not report the truth. They want to go over there and make Ukraine look like the victim in this whole thing. When the word is, and it's a tit-for-tat kind of thing going on, it's all propaganda. Russia is claiming Ukraine is killing its own citizens in a genocidal behavior. Ukraine, on the other hand, is saying that Russia is killing its citizens in genocidal behavior. So it's very difficult, given what the left-wing media is telling everyone, including Ned Price, State Department spokesman, that little snake, you cannot rely on him. To me, he works for the other side. Now, I'm not talking about the leftist, left-wing media. I'm talking about the difference between good and evil. That's the other side I'm talking about. And as far as the Easter weekend, we didn't see much of Queen Elizabeth II. She has been experiencing mobility problems, and she did not attend the service at St. George's Chapel on the castle grounds, which is a fixture in the royals' calendar, especially on Easter Sunday. She turns 96 this coming Thursday, celebrating her platinum jubilee this year, making 70 years on the throne. So William and Kate at least showed up, so that's a good thing, right? Sweden, by the way, is seeing days of riots over a Quran-burning Danish politician. See, here you have the guy Rasmus Paludan, and so he burns the Quran, and what do you think's going to happen? All of a sudden, all hell breaks loose in Sweden. Well, what did you expect? That's kind of like cancel culture against, you know, people of another religion. They're letting them know about it. Boris Johnson, in the meantime, is being banned, along with other UK ministers, from entering Russia. The retaliatory move was in response to Britain's support of Ukraine and sanctions against Russia during the Russian invasion, and Johnson's role in coordinating similar efforts among the UK's Western and international allies. And, of course, see, the thing is that we also will have all of these stories for you on the email blast. So if you want to comment about anything that's on your mind, 844-769-2944. The phone lines are open this morning here on the Power Hour. China's lockdown of nearly 400 million is going to strike an economic blow. So if you're depending on anything from China, this is the one thing. My wife and I, every time we go to the store, China is on our proverbial caca list. And so we don't buy anything made in China if we can possibly help it. Their factories have suspended productions. Truckers are stuck on the highways. Containers are piling up at ports. Shipping vessels have been waiting to unload. It's not happening over in China. They are going to pay a heavy price. And you know what? I don't think they care, because their government's just going to continue to print yuan after yuan after yuan. Yeah, which ones you want? Good question. We'll not know that for quite some time. Whether the ripple effect is going to affect what we're doing here, any product that you depend on from China, well, I guess that will affect you. If you're not buying Chinese-made products, then I guess you got nothing to worry about. So that's our little, you know, piece of boycott news. The Republican National Committee has voted unanimously to withdraw from the Commission on Presidential Debates, which governs the general election debates. Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman, said the commission is biased and refused to enact simple and common sense reforms to help ensure fair debates, including hosting debates before voting begins and selecting moderators who have never worked for candidates on the debate stage. That's a big problem, because they're just a little bit biased, you think? I still reflect back on the 80-plus million people out there, those Americans of you that feel like you were a little disenfranchised after what happened in November of 2020. The 2022 elections and the Republican red wave is claiming we're crushing it all over the country. Really? I just sometimes wonder, you know, feeling the Joe Biden blues, vote red. You know, pain at the pump, vote Republican. Oh, they got a real interesting idea. At the same time, when you ask Senate or House Minority Leader McCarthy, Kevin, what's up with this? You don't want to impeach. Oh, well, no, I don't want to be political like the Democrats did with Trump. I want to just, you know, we'll get over power. McCarthy, are you becoming a rhino? I wish you'd call up the show so we can yell at you. I'm sure all our listeners, McCarthy, would like to yell at you. After all, you are out of California, and to me, you're starting to act like a rhino, especially when you comment like that, Kevin. You know, do you want us to respect you or not? You better start acting like a Republican, because those who are voting Republican, thinking that that's all that matters is voting Republican, you can't vote any other party, because if you do, the Republicans won't get in power. It's kind of sad, isn't it? When your vote has to go to the lesser of two evils? It's a one-party system that's been going on in here in America. I mean, that's the way I see it. You may see it the same way, because you got Republicans siding with Democrats on a lot of this garbage, especially these tax votes. You know, the Democrats want the Republicans' vote, so what do? Kiss their butts, right? They promise them things, so they get the Republican vote. And the Republicans, in the meantime, who have been corrupted in our Congress, best Congress money can buy, they don't much care about what's going on in We the People's world. They just care about themselves because they're self-serving idiots and hypocrites. It's just the way they are. It's the way our whole government is acting right now, like a big one-party system, and it's really run by deep state. Now, this is another thing. People think that deep state is some clandestine organization. No, it's not. There are people out there like the Obama, Shamalama Ding Dong, that he, you know, they're calling up from their little basement there in Nantucket. And they're telling McClain, you know, Ron Klain, they're telling him and everybody else what to do. And then you get Peppermint Patty out there spewing more lies before she takes a job at MSDNC. So it's just one of these things we have to put up with until November if they don't steal the elections again. I wonder what we'd do if they did. I mean, we know that millions of people, they're all of a sudden now finding all these votes in various states and swing states especially. Various votes that don't look like they were legitimately cast. Huh. You think that's going to make a difference in November? Well, we'll see about that. A longtime donor to prominent Democrats, by the way, was sentenced on April 14th to 30 years in prison. Edward Buck, 67, sentenced by U.S. District Judge Christina Snyder 9 months after he was found guilty of 9 felony counts involving the overdose deaths of 2 men. This happened in Central California. And so Buck, according to Snyder, as a proven recidivist, remained undeterred after his reckless actions resulted in a first death, a second death, and a third overdose requiring hospitalization, life imprisonment, the only way prosecutors say that this guy is going to be safe from the people. And, you know, there are good things happening in America. Eric Strivall decided he was going to take a tranquil motorcycle ride in Hickman County, Tennessee on a clear Sunday afternoon, which turned into a tense rescue operation after he witnessed a woman in a convenience store hand signaling for help. Strivall had stepped into the twice daily gas station to grab a drink on April 10th, a little after 1 o'clock. He told Epic Times when he saw a woman at the end of the candy aisle mouthing the word help using a hand signal device to alert others that signalers being kidnapped. Strivall said the woman learned the method from TikTok. Oh, of all places. Strivall got his drink, and as he paid for it at the counter, he notified the cashiers. I told him, get the cops here. There's a young woman in the back in the red and white striped shirt who's possibly being abused, he said. The woman had a red handprint on the side of her face. Obviously, she got slapped. Strivall went outside to take pictures of the license plate in the truck while cashiers attempted to stall the suspect till the cops got there. Cashiers did an outstanding job of holding them up. When they emerged from the gas station, Strivall said he confronted the suspect after having called 911. He said, hey, man, you think hitting women's okay? Because we don't do that around here. If you want to fight, fight a man. Don't beat up on a woman, Strivall said. The suspect, whom the Hickman County Sheriff's Department confirmed was 31-year-old Jonathan Smith, didn't respond to Strivall's attempt to stall him before, you know, he left. The Sheriff's Department shows up and they get into a high-speed chase. They got him. So the woman is free. Now, what she was doing to this guy, we don't know. How he managed to be kidnapping her, we still don't know the whole story yet. Could have been one of these spousal abuse things. We don't know. We'll figure that out. The Pennsylvania Senate is going to be voting this week on legislation preventing the future use of unsecured ballot drop boxes. The vote was 29-20 along party lines. What did you expect? Republicans have a majority in the House and Senate, And that measure comes, of course, after evidence of fraudulent voting methods used in Pennsylvania's October 2021 general election, documented to Senate members in videos and in a letter written by Lehigh County District Attorney James B. Martin. And this is obviously what happens when you allow people just to run around and just deposit ballots willy-nilly. Not only did a third bus carrying illegal immigrants from Texas arrive in Washington, a fourth bus showed up Easter Sunday. But here's the problem. Texas constituents, and I'm talking about the taxpayers here, this bus holds 80 people. But there weren't 80 people on either one of the buses. On the first bus, the third one that arrived on Saturday the 15th, there were only 30 people on board, and on Sunday there were only 10. 10. Unbelievable. A 23-year-old Venezuelan native who arrived from Texas told Fox he left his country due to high food prices and corruption. Well, guess what, Mr. 23-year-old Venezuelan native who's here illegally? Guess what? Nothing is any different here. We have high food prices and corruption here too, pal. You're going to find out the hard way. At Catholic Charities, I wouldn't give them another damn dime after what I'm finding out. They're the NGO, the non-governmental entity organization. They're the ones who are actually helping all these illegals seek shelter and do whatever they want to do. What is this? I've heard so many bishops out there say you can't be Democrat or you can't be Catholic and vote Democrat. I've heard them say it. Now, whether or not they're getting chastised by the Pope is beyond me. But, you know, I would think that it's a big waste of tax dollars if they don't pack those bloody buses up with 80 people. I wouldn't leave until you get 80 people. Hey, make them do what they do on the airplanes, you know, when they get permission to take off. Let them sit there for 4 hours. Oh, because there's an issue on the tarmac because we don't have enough pilots because they're all waking up and figuring out that, hey, maybe if we get this jab, we might stroke out in the cockpit. That would not be a good thing. The Loyola family lawyers are responding to Grand Rapids police shooting videos. The victim's father, Patrick Loyola, he's 26. He was shot and killed on April 4th during a confrontation with a white cop following an 8 a.m. traffic stop in Grand Rapids. Four cameras captured it. The dashboard camera, the squad car, the officer's body cam, the cell phone of a passenger in the car, and surveillance camera of a nearby home. And apparently, you know, he's running away and got shot. Victim's father says he was killed like an animal for a small mistake. Yeah, what was that? Not just, you know, saying, hey, put your hands on the wheel, behave yourself. You can take it out with the judge, take it up with the judge in court. No. He didn't do that. So unfortunate, isn't it? Attorneys in two Oath Keepers cases have filed a motion to change the venue from D.C. to Eastern Virginia. And why is that? Well, because the jury pool, according to them, is saturated with prejudice, according to an opinion survey. Results of that survey by Inlex Research and Analytics were included late April 15 in a change of venue motion filed by the defendants in two Oath Keepers conspiracy cases. They were commissioned on behalf of Thomas E. Caldwell of Berryville, Virginia, and Connie Meggs of Dunellen, Florida. Study is the third recent research project that alleges the pool of potential jurors in D.C. is biased against defendants charged with crimes stemming from unrest at the U.S. Capitol, January 6, 2021. So this is what their attorneys are now saying. Former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman, who was accused of lying to the FBI when he claimed he wasn't representing anyone while handing over information about then-candidate Donald Trump in 2016, also made false statements to CIA officers in a meeting after Trump was sworn into office, according to new files submitted to the court by special counsel John Durham's team. Yeah, he's in a little bit of trouble, isn't he? We all know about that. Are the liars going to get caught? Is Hillary going to get caught? Is she going to jail? These state and local leaders don't want to give up on their pandemic power. Basically, everybody is sounding the all clear except for certain states like New York and California. They want to rule by decree. Maine, too. yeah, they all want to just continue these lockdowns, and mask wearing, got to get the jab. I would think that you all might consider, if you're living in any one of these states, getting the hell out of there. Go to a free state like Florida or Texas. And, of course, we are including on your email inblast a video on election fraud. Facts matter. Election Watchdog exposes 4.8 million ballot harvesting scheme in six states, according to Catherine Engelbrecht. We don't want to miss that. That's why if you haven't subscribed to our email blast, you need to get it. By the way, for those of you who listen to InfoWars, Alex Jones and his InfoWars have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. As the website's founder and conspiracy theorist, according to what the left-wing media says, faces defamation lawsuits over his comments, the Sandy Hook Elementary School was a hoax. That whole shooting was a hoax. Bankruptcy was filed Sunday. Electronically, obviously. And with Twitter, what's really funny about this, Elon Musk offered to buy the company for $43 billion, and of course now they've inserted a poison pill that basically would pitch it to the shareholder. You talk about insider trading. You know, if it was me and I had that kind of money, I would just buy out the whole bloody Twitter lock, stock, and barrel and just shut it down and can everybody's stock. Just kill everyone's stock. Tank the whole company. We don't need Twitter anyway. See, then if you don't have Twitter, then the leftists will have to resort to Facebook. Then you can go after Zuckerberg. See, this is how you eliminate your opponents. Just shut them down completely. And, of course, food shortages and skyrocketing food prices now appear inevitable. Global food price index has hit its highest recorded level in March 2022, rising 12.6% in a single month. We'll be talking to Charles Sauer about this more at the top of our next hour. A small business survey reveals stagflation. Yeah, it's coming. Going to talk more about that after we come back from this short break here on the Power Hour. Nick Krieger with you. Welcome aboard. Stay with me. Be right back.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
One minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. And wow, did you have a happy Easter? Today is April 18th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944 if you want to talk to us. Before the break, we were talking about food shortages and skyrocketing food prices now appearing inevitable. Like I said, at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Charles Sauer about that. And here's the thing. Peppermint Patty and everybody in the leftist administration would like you to believe that it's all because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine that all this is happening. Yeah, this was already ramping up well before Russia went into Ukraine. This is all because of the fact that, you know, it's not so much the fertilizer that Russia has banned exports of. And Ukraine, I mean, we literally have issues with Ukraine and the fact that they supposedly export wheat, oats, millet, buckwheat, and cattle. The bigger problem we have here is our own government is paying farmers not to grow food, while people like Bill Gates and the Chinese are buying up hundreds of thousands of acres of U.S. property. For what purpose? It can't be good. Russia and Belarus, by the way, provide nearly 40% of the global exports of potash, a key fertilizer ingredient. Russia exports 48% of the global ammonium nitrate. Well, see, and if we just let Russia do its own thing and settle this issue with Ukraine, we would have fertilizer coming here. There wouldn't be an issue with not being able to plant crops. But can both Republicans and Democrats who operate this one-party system in D.C. stay out of everybody else's business? Oh, hell no. They can't do that. They're not used to that. We just got out of Afghanistan, so hey, here's a good idea. Let's go get involved in another war and sanction Russia. Let's make Russia the bad guy while the left sits there and screws our pipeline, drives up our gas prices, imports all these illegal immigrants from across the border, trying to lace their voter rolls with illegality. I mean, we should expect in November the Democrats flat out are going to cheat again. See, if we expect it, then we're not going to be disappointed when they try it. So, you know, what do you want to do? You want to try to become a poll watcher? And this time, get your sheriff at the ready, because if you see any garbage going on, like they start plastering up the windows and dragging out suitcases full of votes, you know, standing around and going, gee, why are they doing that? I'd be on the phone calling 911, getting that damn sheriff over there to arrest somebody. Because seriously, you know, if you have to take the blows to prevent somebody from committing fraud, well, so be it. To me, I think it's going to get that way because we're sick and tired of being screwed around. And I'm talking about we the people here, folks. 844-769-2944, the number to call. The inflation watchers have been on the lookout for signs of peak inflation, anticipating the U.S. Consumer Price Index is finally going to begin to trend lower. After soaring to a fresh 40-year high in March, the latest data, however, has disappointed them. A recent small business survey and sky-high wholesale prices telegraphed higher for longer inflation in a weakening stagflationary environment, according to economist and market strategist Ed Yardeni of Yardeni Research, warned in a recent report. We're still expecting inflation to peak by June or July, but higher inflation for longer is what the latest batch of indicators is showing, according to what he's telling his clients. For those of you who don't know what stagflation is, it's defined as the mix of slow economic growth along with high inflation and high unemployment. And you got to ask yourself why there's high unemployment. Maybe it's because people are just enjoying sitting at home collecting checks from the government. This March survey of small business owners conducted by the National Association of Independent Business discovered a slew of stagflationary trends. Inflation has surpassed labor quality as the most pressing issue facing U.S. small business owners. That is, the ones that weren't shut down during the pandemic. 31% citing rising prices as their top concern, an increase of 5 percentage points from February, and the highest reading in 41 years. The survey found a record 72% of small business owners raised their selling prices, while half of them plan to continue to hike prices. And why is that? Because those high prices are being passed on to them, and now they're going to have to pass them on to you in order to stay in business, which is why you're now paying all this crazy money at the pump, in the grocery store. And for those of you that want a cowboy bone-in ribeye steak, oh, that's going to cost you. Maybe that's why Bill Gates wants everybody to eat fake meat. So he can make all those billions of dollars and further enrich his bank account. It's what it's all about with these elitist folks. They really are the ones that make up the World Economic Forum, the Bilderbergs, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. All of these people, to me, are really the ones that are in your face, the World Economic Forum. Those are the ones that really are deep state, because they've already told us what they're going to do, and we just sat back and didn't realize that maybe they were telling the truth. This is what their intentions are. They want to bury us in a cashless society. What's your take on it? I mean, there's got to be something going through your mind right now, the mere thought that, oh, you mean I'm going to have to rely on my junk silver? What are they recommending? The experts are recommending $1,000 in face value of junk silver for every person in your family. That would be $27,000 at today's spot market silver price. You think you could afford to spend 27 grand on junk silver right now? Didn't think so. Would it be more important to be growing your own vegetables, raising your own flock of chickens for eggs? Remember what Marjorie Wildcraft said on the show? Six hens produce 1,500 eggs a year, over 69,000 calories, where a buck and three does will produce 75 rabbits a year for 230,000 calories. Oh, that's why you think you can eat that wascoy wabbit. Now, a lot of people, I don't know, man, they might not be able to stomach it, but I'll tell you what, if you were faced with what the doomsayers out there are saying, you'd eat rabbit. You'd probably eat a lot more. If you could see a deer, you'd probably bag it, gut it, and eat wild meat right there on the spot. Yeah, I just like to liken this whole thing to, remember the Mockingjay movies out there? Remember who your real enemy is? Yeah, the Hunger Games. Well, yeah, that's kind of what looks like it's going to play out here. This is one of the reasons our guests like Marjorie Wildcraft are like telling people, look, it's probably a good time to start preparing and changing your diet around and fasting and doing what's necessary to eat smart rather than eat dumb. Stop buying all the garbage food that they want to push down your throats. And, you know, I try at all possible. There are certain things at Walmart that I cannot avoid buying, like these disposable water filters. I found two of them in the store when I was shopping. One of them was made in the USA, the other made in China. Which one do you think I bought? Yeah, you got that right. In the area of education, you homeschool moms are going to love this. Florida school chief has rejected math textbooks over attempt to indoctrinate students. That's right. Richard Corcoran. He is the Florida Education Commissioner. His department reviewed 132 submitted textbooks and found that 54 of them, or 41%, didn't meet Florida's K-12 curriculum standards or, in the alternative, contained prohibited topics. The reasons for rejecting textbooks included references to critical race theory, inclusions of Common Core, and the unsolicited addition of social-emotional learning in mathematics. According to a statement, the highest number of books rejected were for grade levels K through 5. Now, why do you think that is? Alarming 71% were not appropriately aligned with Florida standards or included prohibited topics and unsolicited strategies. Incorporating topics. I mean, literally, what are we talking about here? Some of these publishers are attempting to slap a coat of paint on an old house built in the foundation of Common Core. We're talking about indoctrinating concepts like race essentialism for elementary school students. Imagine that. Gender reassignment. You know, when they're going to start teaching your kids, the better idea is to pull them out of school and figure out a way to homeschool them. Bully for you homeschool moms out there. God love you. And homeschool dads, too. Let's not forget, you're probably involved in that like I was when I homeschooled my daughter. In the way of the surveillance state, we have a couple of articles there. Joe McCullough, Dr. McCullough, has an article in there on dismantling the transhumanist agenda and how its ultimate goal is to control the human population. And you should know, if you haven't figured it out already, anybody with a smartphone, you know, we like to call them iPhone, but really they should call them me phones. Because it's all about me, right? It's the way people in this society these days that are not plugged in, that are not awake, that are woke, that's how they look at things. Me, 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 me. It's all about me. I want to talk about me. Remember that Toby Keith song? It's all about me. Yeah, well, guess what? Me is being surveilled 24/7. And most of the surveillance you're allowing into your life, you give up your privacy and consent to surveillance in exchange for convenience, is because of your cell phone. Google is the primary culprit, the most egregious offender, because they got a major control and influence since worldwide, 93% of the searches online use Google. Whatever happened to people using DuckDuckGo, and now even them, even DuckDuckGo now, it looks a little weird. There's something suspect going on here, even though DuckDuckGo says they're not going to let your history be known, or Safari's going to block anything. If you go on Safari and look in your history window, it's all there. Patrice in Ohio, welcome to the show this morning. Did you have a nice Easter?
Pretty much. It snowed today. Ridiculous.
Goodness. Now, did it snow real snow?
Those big fluffy ones, the fake ones. Yeah.
Oh, no. Not the fake snow. And it wasn't the yellow snow.
No.
Okay. Yeah. You remember that Frank Zappa song, Way Up North with Husky Show?
I know Frank Zappa tunes. Yeah. Listen to them when I was 10.
There you go. Yeah, Frank Zappa, okay. The Mothers of Invention. What could we do when we have an invention like Google monitoring every little thing that's going on in our lives? I mean, what more could we ask for?
And Cheech and Chong.
Oh, hey, man, did you really? Yeah, how are we going to get those dudes out of the trunk, man? Oh, man, you broke the key off in the lock, man. Oh, you remember all
you
that?
You know what's so funny, though?
What is that?
We played a really good game on Satan, though. He thought we were going straight to hell listening to all that.
Oh, really?
He thought he had us. But
yeah,
it was reality.
He did, but no.
What was going on? Yeah, but we didn't go there.
No, we didn't. None of us did.
No, we didn't.
You know, we celebrated Easter for what it is. Yeah, not the Easter bunny,
right.
Not Easter eggs. It was the resurrection of the Christ.
Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's why we celebrated it, even
That's
though they
right.
keep shifting the calendar around on us. So what else is on your mind today?
Well, you were talking about inflation, but
yes.
Catherine Austin Fitz has a different take on this.
Oh, does she now?
Which is, she was on with Greg Hunter, I guess, over the weekend or earlier. She says, we have serious inflation baked into the cake through the monetary policies, but you have to consider accelerated deaths from the great poisoning. Those deaths are very deflationary. This will force a great deal of capital to the next generation. Depending on deflation from the deaths, that offsets inflation tremendously. It's already offset is tremendously. And she goes on to say, I think what we are looking at is a much bigger thing than just the injections. I think the great poisoning is a much more complex, long-lived process, and that is what's going to hit. So think about it. All these
dead people are no longer useless eaters
in the powers that be, right?
Yeah. 2.6 million.
We're removing that. Yeah.
Yeah. 2.6 million people die, and all of a sudden, that's offsetting. Well, here's the thing. Look at what 2.6 million people, now that would be, what, less than 1% of our population?
Million.
Yeah. I mean, with 322 million people, it would be less than 1%.
Well, it all depends. There is, you know, this thing that they claim that I haven't seen, which is, you know, the vaccinated can transmit things to non-vaccinated.
Oh, you're talking about shedding.
Affection. Yeah, the shedding. If 5G's related to it or not.
Maybe.
You know, Dane Winnington talking about the weather.
True.
They're killing us there. I mean, it's all by design. Their big plan. So, yeah, they're eliminating us in many ways.
Well, but the thing is, Patrice, is they're also
way.
Yeah, I know. They're flushing in trillions of dollars into the economy, which is basically weakening the dollar, while they're sticking their nose in Ukraine's business and wasting our tax dollars over there with something inevitably that we really should not be involved in. I mean, if we want to start a world war, that's a good way to do it, is sticking your nose into something that close to Russia's borders, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, they got out of Afghanistan and they got to be somewhere else within the quarter.
You know, isn't it sad, though, that
they got to be doing it somewhere to somebody.
Yeah, but the thing is the Republicans are endorsing this as well, which goes right back to my one-party system argument.
Yeah, but that's because they're getting rid of all of the old military equipment so they can make new stuff.
At our
expense. And justify it. At our expense. So let's stop paying taxes.
Yeah, and Biden wants to bring in 80,000 some odd IRS agents. Let's see how that goes. Yeah.
You know what really frustrates me is these accounting firms just go along with it. They don't really try to help. This is a niche market for them. If it wasn't for taxes, you wouldn't need a freaking outside accountant.
Yeah, like Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nothing like Ted Kennedy's. Yeah, nothing like Ted Kennedy's law firm at Chappaquiddick, Wine'em, Dine'em, Dick'em, and Dunk'em. You remember that law firm?
Oh, yeah.
So, it's amazing how they get off of stuff. It's amazing how all of this stuff, all the politicians get a free pass while the rest of us suffer. Something just isn't really really fair in this life, is it? I mean, it's craziness at its finest.
Well, but think about it too. Yeah, but think about it too. Doesn't the Rothschilds own all the energy companies?
I think Vanguard, you got BlackRock, Vanguard, they're all laced in with that. You know, the banks pretty much own
our own. Yeah, so they have it here again, both sides. They're betting on both sides. Old technology and then electric. Yeah.
True. And they bet on the wars, too. They bet on both sides of the war because they always win when they bet on both sides of the war. It's happened that way ever since time began, and the banks got involved in our affairs. So thanks so much for your input this morning, Patrice. We appreciate that. Phone lines are still open, 844-769-2944. Hey, what are you waiting for? You got us on speed dial? Make the call. In the health department, believe it or not, 100-plus brain tumors diagnosed among staff and students at one school leads to radiation investigation. Woo. Decades of research has determined that exposure to electromagnetic fields, a.k.a. electrosmog. Yes, we've had people on there. You know, we've had them on the show. We were talking about it. Wi-Fi radiation can cause symptoms, illnesses, and injuries, including brain tumors. An investigation was recently launched in a New Jersey town regarding dozens of brain tumors diagnosed over a 30-year period. Fingers crossed they find and eliminate the culprits. That, according to NBC News. Yeah, we'll see how far that goes before somebody tries to shut it down. You have to understand, this is just another way with Wi-Fi that they're trying to kill us. You know, this is we had Stetzer Electric on for a reason. Remember Dave Stetzer? He's on there, StetzerElectric.com. That's how you fight Wi-Fi radiation. Secret of zinc's immunity-boosting power also is revealed. And you know you can overdo it as well. Believe it or not, you can. We have 2-fluid-ounce zinc available at thepowermall.com, by the way, for those of you that want to go shop. But this is the thing. You can take too much zinc. So that's one of the reasons why we included the story here, because everybody, you know, you want to self-diagnose and, oh, yeah, I need more zinc and I need more vitamin D, and you could overdo that too. So we want you to get the right amount. So this is one of the reasons why you go online to get something like Complete Essentials and things like that that we have here in the Power Mall. It's one of the reasons why we do that. Of course, now, data also presented at the 2022 Experimental Biology meeting showed omega-3 fatty acids could cut tumor growth by 67% when combined with immunotherapy or anti-inflammatory therapy, but omega-6 fats could accelerate tumor growth, believe it or not. This is one of the reasons why at the Power Mall we have Super Krill Oil 1,000 milligram 60 count. Because that is the omega-3 you need to supplement. That's what we call sustainable krill oil. Fish oil has a higher risk of oxidative damage. Krill oil contains astaxanthin, which helps reduce oxidative damage to your system. Lowers the risk of death of COVID-19. It also can help prevent autoimmune disease. So we invite you to read that story when it pops up. And do you know what circadian rhythm is? No, it's not that 50s music that goes boom, bop, bop, doodle-it, boom, bop, bop, doodle-it. Remember that, Speedo? No, it's not that. Nearly every cell in your body has its own circadian clock. Believe it or not, your body clock regulates the activation and deactivation of your genetic profile. And so we have an article included about the ancient patterns of waking, sleeping, and eating and why you should honor them. If you get less than 6 hours of sleep a night, it dramatically increases your risk of insulin resistance, which is at the core of most chronic diseases. Did you know? Meal timing also has a significant impact on your circadian rhythm. Many organs need between 12 and 16 hours of rest, meaning a minimum of 12 hours without food to allow for repair. By optimizing your circadian rhythm, you're going to optimize your NAD production and vice versa. So we've included an article about that because we want that rhythm in check. And of course, methylene blue. This is another surprising health benefit. It helps mitochondrial respiration and improves brain energy metabolism. By doing that, it can improve cognitive performance and prevent neurodegeneration. It's called methylene blue. It is the parent molecule for what? Hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine, off-patent drugs commonly used to treat not only malaria, but also your friend and mine, COVID-19. Wow. Methylene blue. Gotta love that. All those articles, we really pulled up some really neat stuff over the weekend. A congressional report is alleging the consulting firm McKinsey engaged in a serious conflict of interest by working for the U.S. government on issues relating to the opioid epidemic, while at the same time advising drug makers, including on projects meant to persuade regulators about the safety of opioid products. Woo. U.S. House Oversight Committee alleged that in its April 13th report. 22 McKinsey consultants, including senior partners, work for both the FDA and opioid manufacturers at times simultaneously. Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised? Fox Garden Headhouse. Huh. And of course, the U.S., Biden administration, said that it's going to resume plans to facilitate oil and gas drilling on federal lands, but it would offer fewer acres of land than initially proposed for lease sales. Like, that's going to help us out. Yeah, we'll get into that on the other side of the hour with Charles Sauer. We're going to talk to him about all this stuff, and we want your phone calls, too. And did you know that making a box of Cocoa Puffs is a complicated global affair? It could start with the cocoa farms in Africa, cornfields in the U.S., or sugar plantations in Latin America. Then thousands of processors, transporters, packagers, distributors, office workers, and retailers join the supply chain before a kid in Minnesota, where General Mills is based, pours Cocoa Puffs into his bowl. Wow. Now just imagine what happens if anything goes wrong. Greenhouse gas emissions from all these people, machines, vehicles, building, cow farts. Oh, my God, AOC must be having a field day with this. You can read about that story in the email blast. According to Dr. Aaron Cariotti, Americans need to put a stop to the biomedical security state. You got to start screaming and yelling about this mandatory masking, vaccination, and quarantining healthy populations. This is what we've turned into, folks, a biomedical security state. We have to stop that. Fauci's agency, by the way, is scrambling to answer questions on changing remdesivir trial endpoint emails. Yeah, got to wonder about that. Now, it's all coming back to roost. The chickens are coming back home to roost. Lots more to talk about. Charles Sauer will be with us on the other side of the hour. We're going to get into the economy, where your phone calls are welcome. 844-769-2944. Get them lined up on speed dial. We're going to take your calls after this break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us for this segment. Stand by. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.